Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson hosted an additional coronavirus response briefing this morning to make three announcements. The first is that he's extending the public health emergency declaration for another 30 days to March 31st. The continuation of the declaration, the governor says, allows for continued Medicaid reimbursements for telehealth, business liability protections, and remote learning options for school districts. But because of the progress the state has made in reducing cases and increasing vaccinations, the governor also announced the mask mandate, which was put into place back in July, will also end on March 31st if certain goals are met before that time.
If we can achieve a positivity rate of 10% or less, both PCR and antigen positivity rate, with at least 7,500 testing specimens on average daily, then March 31st, we can move away from the mask mandate and it would become simply a guideline. And then the other, you might say, well, we might not be testing at that level. And so the second point is that if testing is below 7,500 on an average, then we'll look at the number of hospitalized patients based upon COVID. And if that's fewer than 750 hospitalized statewide for COVID-19, then we can use that as a trigger as well.
The governor also announced that effective immediately, all other public health directives that have been issued by the state and carried certain penalties will be converted to public health guidelines.
The examples of where this would make a difference would be in restaurants, gyms, salons, indoor venues, and outdoor venues will be subject to the same guidance that we've had in the form of directives, but it will be guidance. The reasons for this, as I've stated, we've made progress in the pandemic. Businesses have adjusted and made changes to their business model in the interest of public health, and we've seen a steady decline in cases. Also, we've had increased public education, so the public knows exactly what is needed to stop the spread of the virus. They know where they can go safely, where they can't go safely, and they can make those judgments.
The governor says his announcements today are a way of providing a pathway for people to get back to normal life. But he adds that they don't mean there should be a change in behaviors like mask wearing and social distancing.
In terms of our businesses, they are incentivized to follow the guidelines because that gives them business liability protection. Because the business liability protection is based upon following public health guidelines and making a good faith effort to make sure everyone is safe in their employment. So they are incentivized, and so it does not mean a change in behavior that you will see. It does allow for some flexibility in indoor venue events, outdoors. There's more flexibility if the guideline doesn't make sense.
The governor says the change from directives to guidelines doesn't eliminate the necessity of quarantining because those mandates are part of his public health emergency declaration.
If the cases go up, I would remind everybody that the emergency order remains in place, and so we can adjust as needed. The mask mandate remains in place through March 31st. So we have an opportunity to continue to watch where the cases go over that period of time. And then if we see a dramatic change or necessity based upon where we are with the virus, then the guidelines can be reinstated as mandates.
As far as what the governor's announcements mean for school districts, he says policies on mask wearing and social distancing remain in the hands of local school boards, most of which adopted those measures before the start of the school year.
The guidance on capacity and social distancing will allow for proms, athletic events, graduation, other extracurricular activities to be held. Quarantine guidance will not change, and the identification of close contacts will stay in place. I know there'll be a lot of questions on the education side that they'll be working with both the Department of Health and the Department of Education to answer any questions that might come up.
Arkansas's Secretary of Health, Dr. Jose Romero, says the state continues to have a robust system in place to monitor any rise in cases or rise in hospitalizations. But he says COVID-19 variants are a variable that still necessitates vigilance.
We are watching carefully for them. Because we have not found them does not mean they are not here. Those variants spread more easily, and depending on the study, anywhere from 30 to 50 to 70% more efficiently, and therefore can spread more quickly. They also have, at least one of them, may have a higher rate of mortality, morbidity, than the current strain. So we're going to be watching that very carefully.
Dr. Romero also stresses that people should continue to get vaccinated for coronavirus because it's the only way to move past the pandemic. The governor says the state can't keep directives with penalties in place forever, but if people's behavior changes as a result of today's announcement and leads to more cases and more hospitalizations, he's prepared to reinstate mandated public health measures. You can watch the governor's full briefing on his YouTube channel.